We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love Island USA Season 8 recap of episodes 5 through 7. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Pink Butterfly says, looks like the regular guys are running behind. Who's to blame? We're going to do like some people did in these three episodes and take accountability. It was Terrell's fault.
Pink Butterfly, have you ever been late to work? Have you ever been late? It's 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes. Cut us some slack.
Just a little bit.
Had to use the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, you don't want us to have to get up in the middle of the show to go do that.
I'll forget to hit mute and then I'll run. You can hear me running.
Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. This is not the way I expected us to start this.
Me either.
We're 7 episodes in, right? And we're getting ready to go over episodes 5, 6, and 7. We get to the first voting period that actually shut down the app. The app got shut down. It's supposed to be, 2 hours to vote. And I hope they shut down the polls like this, too. I hope people overload the polls like this when it's time to vote in November. But we know they do when it comes time to vote for Love Island. How you feeling? 7 episodes in. Any regrets yet? We're now a full weekend.
I mean, yes, it's a regret because this is a lot to have to watch each week. So I regret that. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fluff in there. Each of these episodes could be 30 minutes mm-hmm. and we can move on, but it's a whole, and just, I think I'm just getting older. Just all the making out and the kissing stuff. It's to the point now I'm over it.
Yeah, you're definitely getting older.
So you know, if you were watching porn, at some point you'd be like, I'm good, stop it. That's what I feel like. It's like I'm forced to keep watching over and over.
You know, I remember UTSA once, I was like, you know what? Let's see what the script is. What's the plot of this? What's the plot of this movie? Okay, that took all of 3 minutes.
Oh, you're a tennis instructor. Got it. This is her first lesson. Got it. Her husband's a member of the country club. Got it.
Oh, my God. Look, where we left off in episode 4, we had to give Melanie 10 because she was having, a big issue. She was having a moment, so much so that she went to her arch enemy and said, help me. And she's like, girl, if you don't get on. And by the way, Miss Speed Racer wants us to know, it's character development, guys. That's okay. What they're doing. All sure. The fluff, it's character. It's. To be fair, they do drop a lot of, and this is why he's probably complaining so much. It's because there's so many little one-offs that they drop. It's hard to take notes on those. And that's why we have to skip past some of that. Because it is kind of character development in the way that Miss Speed Racer says, because it tells you a little bit more about each person. Right?
Yeah. But also tells me Miss Speed Racer watches the full porno. She doesn't watch just the action shots. She wants the storyline, wants the plot. So got it. You're a big picture person.
You know their Love Island watch parties. I saw this on IG where they were screaming.
Really?
Yeah, like a club full of nothing but women. And as a single man, I would have been, where is that? We need to be there.
Just walk up, see if you can start making out with people.
Because I didn't see any men in that whole thing. It was nothing but women in there. So Melanie is still in tears here. How are you feeling about this as we start episode 5?
Melanie's annoying me at this point because mm-hmm. she was acting big and tough
yeah.
until she realized that Bea is not the one. Mm-hmm. And she goes victim.
Yes.
And makes it seem like she was picked on or somebody, you know, came at her in a way. And just the way she was hysterically crying with Anaya, it was just way too much. I said, come on, Melanie. It's okay. Not that bad.
I agree with you. At the same time,
what?
We got to give Beatrice a little bit of this too, because she's like, I don't know what happened. Why is she crying? I don't get it. Look, you're quick to forgive Kenzie. You had all the smoke for Melanie. Why?
Well, she was quick to forgive Kenzie because Kenzie owned it up front.
No.
Melanie did say, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mia doesn't buy it, but also Beatrice is like, why are you so emotional and sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
You need to cowgirl up a little bit.
No, Bea got in the feelings because she told her relax. And she's like, wait a minute. That's what it was. But who should have really been in their feelings is Mr. Sincere, because as Melanie pulls him to the side, pulls him for a chat.
Mm-hmm.
But she pulls him for a chat in friend mode.
Right. You let me be dating somebody, but like, hey, can I talk to you as a friend for a second? But, ooh, what have we been for the last week? Sleeping in the same bed, banging all the time, but now we're friends? No.
I understand. If you pull me in friend mode, I understand where we are now. We're in friend mode.
It's going to take a lot to come out of that.
Yeah. If you pull me in friend mode, just understand where you put me.
Yeah, we're staying in friend mode.
We there.
Yeah. You try to come kiss me, I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Are we friends or are we more than friends? I just need to know what this means.
I just need to know that this friend lasts right here. And then you go on your way after. Fiona says the problem was that Melanie said relax, which is a no-no. True. She did it on purpose. Of course. Yeah. I would have done it. This is why I respect that relax. I mean, calm your ass down.
Eat a Snickers.
That's why I respected it. Now, on the other side, you had the new bombshell, Corbin, who's getting his one-on-ones with the different ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these stood out to you? Because I know he spoke with Kenzie. Did anything stand out with you for this conversation?
Yeah, he just wants to make out. Like, Corbin gives that energy. He's just down to smash.
Yeah,
that's all it is. And he's just got to test the limits with everybody. If every girl would have had a one-on-one conversation and made out with him, he would have done it.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, let's do it. Gets the kiss. Kenzie did actually come out of her mouth and say, he talks very well.
I was like, there's that Kennesaw. There it is. He speaks well.
She could have, and that's the bad thing. She didn't even say it properly. She said he talks well.
Yeah,
not that he talks good. Well. He talks good.
He talks good.
His next one-on-one was with Kata, and because Kata comes and pulls him for a chat. And I like how the women came up and pulled him for a chat. Because again, what did Melanie do wrong? She just got first out of the blocks. That's all.
Yeah.
All she did was pull that man for a chat before everybody else did. There's nothing wrong with that, unless you're sincere. So Kata pulls Corbin for a chat, and he asked for a kiss again to remind him of what it was like earlier.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was like. It's such a weak play.
Such a 22-year-old line.
Did it. Yeah. Oh, man. We did kiss, didn't we? I might need you to refresh my memory of what that kiss was like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible line. But I do like what Kata did. She said, no, not yet.
Yeah.
I need to know more about you first, which I'm surprised that 30 seconds later, he didn't go, you know enough yet?
Yeah, that's a mixed signal. I'm sorry, that's a mixed signal to me. And I get what Kata's saying.
Why?
But here's why. When Kata came out, when she was the bombshell, she just walked up and started making out with two dudes.
Yes.
That hadn't talked to yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the boss bitch game, she just walks in, Corbin comes out, and not only makes out, jumps up into his lap, wraps her legs around him.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're like, no, I want to talk and get to know you first. And I get it, the game, but I'm saying it's a mixed signal.
you have this. No, it's not a mixed signal. Here's what it is. Those are the challenges. And I've seen, here's what I gather from some of these women as they're going through this, right? In the challenges, anything goes. Let's get it in, right? And yes, Mimi, what he did say was a cornball line, but that's exactly why he kept saying it. He's 22.
Yeah.
You got to excuse that. We all use stupid lines like that when we're 22, even Terrell. But outside of the challenge, you don't have to be kissing up on everybody. And notice, remember when Bryce tried to jump and say, hey, let's finish up the sandwich. And she's like, nah, get your ass on the other side of the bed. It's not that kind of party. I'm not mad at her for that. She's made her choice right now with Zach. And she's like, nah, we're not just going to start this off all about this, which is good. Because what do we know that she doesn't know? He just did the same thing with Kenzie.
Yeah, but I still stand on what I'm saying, that if you kiss a girl first time, do you ask, can I kiss you again after that? You've kissed once.
Okay.
So you keep going. So if we've made out already, why would I not think this is okay to say, hey, yeah, remind me of those lips again. Let's do this.
Doesn't what Toya say mean anything? She says they have to kiss in the challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still kissed you in the challenge. I'm going to still think I have a shot at kissing you again because we just did this.
By the way, Alyssa says Corbin is a total himbo.
Himbo.
Never heard that. Never heard that before.
Me either. I've not heard of himbo. Yeah, but I get it.
Kind of fits. And this is why Toy is trying to explain to you. Kissing in a challenge is not a big deal. Kissing outside of a challenge is a big deal. And that's the 20-something year mentality that's happening on this island that you can't understand because you're 1 year past your 20s.
That's what it is.
Hey, look who's in the chat. So Trinity pulls up, takes Corbin away. Anything from their conversation?
Nothing really that I got from that. I think she's just talking to try to get to know him. I don't think Corbin's into her.
Yeah, at all. So that was Trinity. Now, Anaya pulls him for a chat. And I knew this conversation was going nowhere when she starts off with, all right, what's your type? And is that physical, personality? Okay.
No. It wasn't just that. It was, well, first off, you have to look good. You got to have it together. You got to keep it tight. After that, it's personality. Yes.
Well, the man's got a type.
Which tells me it's you got to look good, period. Mm-hmm. You can look good and no personality, and he'll still smash.
Well, yeah.
If you have personality, you don't look good, he's not going to smash.
Mm-hmm. By the way, and as the ladies are trying to help you understand here, Terrell, so got to point this out to you. Star in the M says, since you have to kiss in the challenges, that's a rule versus the reality outside of the challenges where it's your decision whether you put your lips on that person's lips and your sword fight with your tongue.
Okay. So everyone in this chat, have y'all played Spin the Bottle at some point in time in your life?
No.
Or truth or dare, and you're in a little group party, and you gotta like make out with somebody. After the little get together's over, you would still think maybe I have a shot at making out with this person again because we just did it. It was a part of the game.
And
it
how
was
did a part that work out for you, sir?
I made out with her again.
Yeah, well.
Both times. It works for me. I didn't. When I was 22, it was easy.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Michelle, since I didn't realize you were reviewing Love Island. Hi from the UK.
Hey.
Appreciate you checking this out. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Mrs. D910 says, in my final year of my 20s, and I got to say, it's a whole lot of going on in this island. Yes. So see, it's not just old folks saying that. There's some young folks saying it, too.
Yeah, because when you're about to turn 30, you're like, I got to get my life together. I can't be doing this shit. When you're 22, you can just be silly and just make out with everybody. But you 28, 29, you're like, you know what? I got to make some better choices.
You know, because we've gone through episode 7, I almost forgot this guy was here. But Sean is having a conversation with Bryce, right? Mm-hmm. And tells him, you know, I'm going to pull Trinity for a chat. So he does.
Respect that.
Okay, you respect that.
Yeah.
And what happened?
It didn't go the way he wanted it to. Because the moment that Trinity said that she doesn't want to take anything away from Kinsey, that was her nice way of saying, no, I'm not interested. Bless your little heart. Bless your little single heart. I'm not interested.
No, 12, get back over there. I don't think I forgot what you do for a living.
Oh. Yeah, I smell bacon.
The next morning, Melanie, still drooling all over Corbin, and is confused why Sincere didn't want to cuddle up with her the night before. I say, kudos, Sincere, for not cuddling up with her. Let her suffer in those 4 inches of that twin bed that you gave her to sleep in.
Yeah.
Since you want to be drooling all over Corbin.
Exactly. Make her stew in it.
Yeah. Anaya is talking with Kenzie, right? And I think Kenzie is finally telling the truth here. Here's the thing that I hated. Kenzie was always playing the victim. The victim. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Mm-hmm. The way she's treated Zach is terrible, which is why I just can't stand her. Because the way she treated him was unnecessary. But now she's finally telling the truth, saying she has many options. She's got Sean, she's got Gabrielle, and she's got Corbin. Seems like you got the pick of the litter then, huh?
I think in her mind, she has all those options. But no.
Well, Anaya not about to let her just slide that way and just said, hey, by the way, you know, Corbin asked Kata to kiss her like 3 times. Kind of popped a bubble, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't just me? So you only like this?
Right.
Yeah. No, Kenzie, you ain't the number one in that group.
I do like, though, that Kenzie went ahead and pulled Corbin to the side and talked to him about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least it's an adult thing. I can give her props on that.
Yeah, give her props on that. But then she fell for the okey-doke because Corbin was just, oh, yeah, you know, you're right about that, but... But at least I got to touch your lips, though, because those were really good.
You know, the other thing that we did get to see here was Beatrice and Melanie finding common ground. Did you like this conversation they had? That the producers forced them to have.
Forced them to have, but I mean, great, because I think they walked away looking at each other from a different perspective, because Melanie was telling Bea how she's so jealous that she's so athletic and I wish I could look like you. Mm-hmm. And then Bea saying, hey, I wish I was a little sensitive, whiny little bee. I mean, I wish I was as sensitive and emotional as you are.
Yeah, Bea did not hold up at all. She was still throwing shots, still throwing haymakers. But I'm still confused. Why are you so worried about Melanie when Kenzie is the person who is trying to steal your man?
I don't think Bea is all that worried about it. I just think Bea is annoyed by Melanie's personality. But I don't think Bea is as invested in Gabriel as she puts off.
You don't think she is?
No.
Because here's the thing. What's got her so up in her feelings, she wants to make sure that Kenzie gets Corbin so she doesn't try to get Gabrielle. And that's why she's like, Melanie, stay out the way.
Yeah.
Let her have him, please. I don't need him over here in my stuff.
I think she was just trying to help, but I don't think that Bea likes. Okay. I think Bea is smart enough to know what Gabe is really about.
Mm-hmm. Well, she should. They haven't had any conversations. Melanie does go and have a conversation with Corbin, right? And she's right. The girls are mad at her because she decided to be first in line.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of share their little, because he's like, oh yeah, I got in this thing with Kenzie because I'm trying to kiss Kata. Anything else out of this conversation?
No, I'm sure Melanie was like, well, you can kiss me if you want.
I'm surprised she didn't say it, to be quite honest. Meanwhile, Sincere's over there talking to Anaya, right? And as he's talking to Anaya, she convinces him, pumps him up and goes, hey, you go over there and you pull your woman for a chat. So Sincere gets up, puts his best LL Cool J on, walks up to Corbin and says, give me my woman back. and walks off with Melanie. How about this conversation he had with her? This was a good one, right? At least.
Well, I mean, he told her how he felt, but though I was really bothered, you know, by how you were sweating Corbin and all that stuff. And then when you pulled me aside as a friend, so at least he told her, because I think that makes sense. Just don't go tell Anaya you're pissed. Tell Melanie.
Yeah.
Right. Say it to her face.
Yeah.
And then see how the conversation goes, which he did.
That's what I liked about it. And let her know, hey, here's the issue I have. Right. Even though she tried to play it off and that didn't really work too well. But I think the best moment that I saw episode 5, and I'm actually shocked they left it in. I'm happy they left it in. But it's with Anaya and Casey, right? And I love that they didn't cut this melanated conversation. Because when Casey says, you're the blueprint, when I think of a black woman, I think of you. I'm like, yes, yes, say it, say that. And then I went on Threads. Let me show you this real quick. This person says, I have a very unpopular opinion, so hear me out. Casey's whole quote-unquote black queen, why do dark-skinned women get the short end of the stick speech felt very performative to me. As a dark-skinned woman, that hasn't been my reality. The men who genuinely prefer dark-skinned women don't usually feel the need to defend, explain, or justify it. We are simply their type. That's why the speech felt less like a compliment and more like a disclaimer. Anaya is beautiful, period. If he said, Anaya, you're pretty for a black girl.
For a dark-skinned girl, you're pretty.
And he said that.
Exactly.
I get your point. But he didn't.
Yes.
What?
And I wonder for this poster on Threads, are you sure it's the skin color that's not working for you? Are you sure that's the only reason that somebody might not like you? Is it possible that you could be a beautiful dark-skinned woman, but then a guy just doesn't like your personality? Is it possible? Yes. Calm it down. Calm it down. Jesus, to get that triggered by that, it's just a crazy thing. He was talking about how he felt about Anaya. He wasn't trying to perform for y'all. He's been on Anaya the whole time.
I mean, he did know the cameras were on, though.
Of course. But he's been after Anaya the whole time because nobody wanted him in the beginning. So he's like, well.
I like this couple. I hate that we get to see these tips with them, but at least they keep coming. And this one, great conversation. I liked it. Recoupling announced, and the women get the pick, right? But here's the twist. Corbin gets a separate text, and he gets to pick a girl first. Which, were you surprised by Corbin's pick when the host finally returned instead of just, I got a text, and he gets to pick first?
I thought he was going to pick Kata. Like, oh, you didn't want to kiss me? You won't kiss me today. I thought that's what he was going to do.
I thought he was going to, if I had to bet, I would have bet he'd pick Kata because I'm like, she played it right.
Yeah.
And then he said the things that I understood when we saw the next day. Oh, I get to share the bed with you. Yep. Well, that's why he picked Kenzie.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to share the bed and have to sleep on his side of the bed.
Yeah. Like, I don't want a challenge. Yeah. One in the hand, two in the bush. One in the hand all the time.
Were you surprised that everybody picked their couple after that?
No. No, I wasn't surprised. I figured that was going to happen because between Corbin and Sean, there was no one else that had it, you know, outside of Kenzie. Everyone else was linked up.
Yeah. And everybody picked their own, and we'll get to some of that because some people weren't happy with how happy some people were when they were chosen. Just nuts. Sean, on the other hand, though, he is single, vulnerable, and kicked out of the villa. And I'm like, no, he's just kicked out of the villa. If he's not coupled up, he's not just single and vulnerable, he's gone. But then you got to think about the words that were said. Is he really gone for good, or is he possibly coming back?
I just wonder what he's doing. Well, everyone else is still hanging, making out with people. What's he doing?
Calling the mayor of Bethlehem, Joseph, and asking,
y'all still hiring? Y'all still hiring out there?
Hey, y'all still short staff?
Yeah, I can be there in 26 hours.
Toya said you felt bad for Sean. Did you feel bad for Sean?
No.
Why?
I didn't feel bad for Sean. Why would I feel bad for Sean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sean is a cool, good-looking dude. He will be fine in life.
Toya, you feel bad for Sean. Somebody had to go. Who would you have rather see go? Which dude would you rather see go so Sean could stay?
Good question.
And don't say Bryce. Fiona says none of these early 20s girls trying to be a stepmom. True.
Shoot. How many 20-year-olds I know dating men with kids?
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't mean they want to be the stepmom. Toy says she felt bad because he can't go back to his job. He can get another.
He can go back. Yeah. Police department's always hiring.
Yeah. He'll be fine. And I knew you were gonna. That's why I said don't say it. Look at that. Toy is a Bryce. I knew you were gonna say that. Leave that man alone. I knew you were gonna say that. CXM said I felt bad for Sean, but he was looking defeated. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
And Mrs. Deep, looking on the glass half full side, says, "Hey, he's trained, so he can get another job, and he gets to spend Father's Day with his son."
Because that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's what he originally wanted. That's why he signed up.
And see, look, here go some other suggestions. CXM, Bryce can go. Why? Starting to M. Gabe. Yeah, you know he ain't going anywhere.
It's too good for TV.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Fiona said Corbin can go. He just got there.
Mm.
So, well, Mimi's saying that Sean can probably go back because the police department's in shambles because Sean want to be on TV kissing.
Yeah, he'll come in and save the day.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be fine. Appreciate everybody checking us out, man. Whether you're here now as part of the live crew or watching this later part of Replay Gang, please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. I did it right. Scan it on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for Storytime with Terrell.
And here's another QR code if you'd like to show your support and style. Dave, thank you. And check out the merch shop, too. It is up there. And also to the Replay Gang, make sure you hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, do us a favor, please. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really, really does help. Now, let us know that you've made it this far and that you're ready to continue. And in honor of Sean, comment 12.
12.
Yeah. You know, 12. If you don't get it, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, Q.
In honor of Sean. He's police, 12. No? Okay.
I got nothing. I don't know what that means.
Oh, boy. Okay. So episode 6 kicks off, and Corbin does exactly what we thought. He tells Kenzie he gets to sleep in her bed. That's what he's excited about. Mm-hmm. We knew that's why he picked her.
Right. He's really excited about that because he knew what he was going to get. Their conversation was hilarious. Because she's all upon him, and you're just so big. What sport did you play? So I played basketball and football. Then she said, what position in basketball? He said, I was a small forward. And she says, I don't know what that is. Why'd you ask? Isn't that crazy? It's like, what'd you play? Soccer? Oh, what position? Oh, is this? I don't know what that means.
Why did you even ask? It's only 5 on the damn court. It shouldn't be hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
What'd you think of her? Like, you've got such big hands.
I know what she was thinking.
Of course. meanwhile, Kata's over there with Zach and says, she tells Zach that he was always her first choice, right? And she tells him that she would have cried if Corbin had picked her. Do you believe her?
No. I don't believe her because something about Kata is making my spider sense tingle. There's something not right. I don't know yet, but I just don't believe her.
Here's why I believe her, right? It's because he asked her 3 times. We only saw 1, right? I'm sure there's more. The reason Corbin didn't pick her was obvious. Mm-hmm. She wasn't into him, and he hasn't figured that out yet. He hasn't figured how to crack that safe yet. And he wasn't going to. He wasn't willing to put in the work. He didn't want to have a conversation. Thank you, Toya. I believe her too. She would have cried. Okay. Now, might have been for other reasons, but she would cry. Mimi says, I believe her. They don't like him. They like to look at him. And I think a couple of people are still into him. We'll get to that in a little bit, too. In the meanwhile, Beatrice and Gabrielle, they're having a conversation. And to me, Bea is showing the cracks in her hard exterior right now. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of insecurities here comparing Gabrielle's reaction to Casey's reaction and Bryce's reaction to being picked by their coupling right. partner. And she's right. like, you didn't get excited enough. Huh?
He hasn't been excited at all. Right. Only time he gets excited is when y'all have your tongues in each other's mouths. Other than that, he sits around just like he doesn't care.
Right.
If Bea is there or not.
He's like, when next are we kissing?
Quando.
Now, she also tells Gabrielle that she likes chivalry and that they've been missing deep conversations. You think? Y'all haven't had any conversations. It's been all tongue.
Yeah, all tongue. And there's nothing about Gabrielle that tells me he's going to have a deep conversation.
Not at all. Not at all. What do you think about them dating older folks? Like Beatrice dated a guy that was 20 years older than her, and Gabrielle mm-hmm. dated a woman that was 18 years older than him, which we're not surprised by that. We're surprised it wasn't more because remember him and the 52-year-old.
Yeah, not surprised at all with Gabrielle. With Bea, though, I'm wondering, how old were you? Mm. When you dated this guy that was 20 years older, because she's only 22.
Right.
And she says she's only been in two relationships. So were you 18? 25. Mm-hmm. 25. Mm-hmm. So were you like 19, 20, and he was 40? I'm curious.
Does it make it better if she was 24 and he was 44?
It's better than her being 18 her and he's 38.
He was in his Obama era. And the second Kobe, because if the first one would have been terrible. Anaya is over there talking with Sincere. And to me, here's the interesting thing, is Sincere acting like he's so happy Melanie picked him. Like she didn't pick him just because Corbin was already gone.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Melanie likes Sincere more. I think really? She likes, I do. I think Melanie really likes Sincere. Mm. I just think that whenever Sincere flirts or does something with someone else, she wants to get payback and trying to make him jealous.
Worst thing you do. I hate the payback type. That just doesn't work. Never works because that payback begets more payback, which begets another set of payback. And now we're in this vicious cycle that never, ever ends. And Toya wants to point out, Melanie is a Scorpio.
What's that got to do with anything? What's wrong with Scorpios?
Well, that's because you are one. And that's why, you know what? No, but it all makes sense. Absolutely.
What's
wrong
with Scorpios?
That's you know what? Great point. Thank you, Toya. Thank you. Great point. Now, we get a sleepover. So, not necessarily another challenge, but I guess a challenge, sleepover challenge. No text this time, but another actual host. So two nights in a row, we get the host back. Women are blindfolded and have to feel around for their man in this big ass bed that they know mm-hmm. they could have just put that in the house and let them sleep in this big bed rather than them sleeping in these cots together. But OK, whatever. Men are chained to the bedpost.
It's not chained to the bed.
It's not chained. It's they're tied. You want to go with tied?
Yes. Just say they're tethered to the bedpost.
they're tethered to the bedpost. I like chain better.
It's time chained to me feels too much like roots. That's why I don't like it.
I thought you'd like the S&M of it. Whips and chains. Oh.
No. Nothing about this. I'm not that kind of Scorpio.
What'd you think of this whole thing, man? Because now the women got the paint, they got to go through, feel, and find their man, and then, you know, handcuff themselves to their man.
So I thought this was going to be an easy challenge. Mm. And I'm thinking, this should be easy. It should be easy for Trinity to figure out which one is Bryce. Mm-hmm. It should be easy for Melanie to figure out which one is Sincere. Now, I could see maybe Casey, Corbin, maybe Gabe getting a little confused in that mix, but I think it'd be easy. Instead, I'm just watching him just go climb on top of each person and make out with each person, trying to kiss them to figure out who's their person based on how they kiss. I'm like, feel the hair.
Right. But that's too easy. That's not. That doesn't make good TV. I mean, think about it. Trinity goes and tongues everybody down. She gets to Bryce and goes, this is my man. I don't need to go any further. And handcuffs herself. To which I say, prior to all the other stuff, and when she got to him, okay, from the moment you got to him, okay, kudos. And decided not to move on any further.
I mean, kudos to her. But if I was in Bryce's shoes after watching her tongue to all these other dudes, I'd be like, oh, you found me. That's it.
Excuse me, can we get some scope, please? Some scope.
Yeah. Oh, you found me, babe. Boop, boop. But you're not kissing me.
I don't need to be kissing all these dudes you got down here. No, scope, bring it in. Seriously. No, I'm not playing with y'all.
Shot of vodka or something. Kill some bacteria.
Everclear. Bacardi 151. We need something strong. Still better than what Melanie did. Because Melanie, like, what the hell was she doing?
She kissing everybody.
And you do mean everybody.
Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Made a filter. Even knew
I wasn't mad at that. Like, I wasn't mad at that.
While I'm here, I might as well. And what's messed up about Melanie to me is she felt the man bun.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has that except Corbin. I mean, except Sincere.
See, now you're making a case for her.
Yeah, now I see why she got confused. Now I get it, Melanie. My bad. But once you felt that band bun, that's where you should have stopped, like Trinity did.
Okay, here's why she didn't. She knew how many men were there. And as she's counting down, she's like, this doesn't feel like, ah, shit.
Sincere. This doesn't feel like, this feels
only
good.
One more left. Now, the point you were just about to say is probably the most insulting thing she did. Because she said what?
What?
This feels good, but.
Yeah. But let me see. Let me check one more thing real quick, and I'll be right back.
And then the back and forth between Sincere and Corbin and going back and forth. I don't understand why Sincere kept kissing her after she kept going back and forth to Corbin. Because after you went back the first time, I'm like, hey, when you come back on the side, stop. Matter of fact, let me handcuff you over there. You sit your ass over there. You stay over there. Don't you come back over here.
Cut. Ariana, cut.
I am now single and vulnerable.
Yeah.
Your ass is over there with Corbin. We're not doing this. Yeah, are you kidding
me?
I'm
single, vulnerable, and you're dumped. Get off the side.
I want to know if anybody believed her, because she said later on that she couldn't tell and she was confused. They're both good kissers. And
that's lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Mimi says, just disrespectful. Fiona, Melanie's so extra. Yeah, it's not even the end of it yet. Monique, oh God, Melanie's lying ass. Sinan's fan, she did that ish on purpose. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And CXM, absolutely right. Melanie wants to have fun, but Sincere can't have fun.
Yeah.
That was bad. Terrible. Anything else from this kissing thing that happened in this big ass bed?
You know, outside of the bombshells coming out?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, and especially the way they did, like, they're sneaking around in the bed while, you know, creeping around the women who are trying to find their man. Like, no, oh, well, let me get him before you do.
And the crazy thing is, you got the dude handcuffed to his girl and tethered to the bed and making out with the bombshells while their girls right next. And they could hear the noises. No one kisses quiet on this show.
At all. At all. Like, no quiet kissing on set.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to hear more. We need noise.
I do like, though, that Anaya did it right. She went up. Now, this wouldn't have made for good TV if they did it with everybody, but she just felt, nope, not KC. Nope, not KC. This him. The only man she kissed was her man.
Yeah.
Props?
Props.
Okay, good. Then you had the reveal, and this is where all the women got wild. What was up with them in this one? Why?
I didn't understand why they all got upset.
Mm-hmm.
After we watched the whole Boss Bitch game a few episodes ago,
yes,
where they all go made out with Corbin, come out giddy, and it's all funny and cute, the dudes weren't tripping because they knew this is a game.
Right.
This is like, what the show's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the show's about. But for them to be all butthurt that we had to sit next to you guys, we all are kissing, and?
Yeah, it's... CXM says, Anaya not about to embarrass herself or her family. Mm.
That ship has sailed. Everybody pass the Boss Bitch game. You made it past that. You've embarrassed yourself and your family.
But embarrassing, it's a great transition, because what was embarrassing was when they introduced Caleb and Melanie decides to go not over the top, but over the moon. What the hell was this?
She was like a kid on Christmas. Just, oh. And I'm like, that's not even your type, though.
Right.
You know, Caleb is all Kinsey's type. You know, I think he was brought on
why?
The show.
Because why? Because they both look alike? Because they're blonde?
Both is country. Both got that southern twang. That's why. I got that southern twang, Yanni.
You sound like everybody else who said, hey, you should meet so-and-so. Y'all have so much in common because you're both black.
Terrell, I got someone you should meet. She's so nice. What's she look like? She goes to church. She's saved. She's black like you. Okay, and what else she look like? She's really smart.
Oh, my God. You know, I was so mad at Melanie in this moment that when I got to episode 7 and she actually had a chance to sit down with Sincere, there's nothing that she could have said that would have made this feel any better, because she's lying.
Yeah.
This whole thing about her and Corbin, there's that. I'd almost forgotten about that because of the way she was squealing when Caleb walked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much she carried on. If you hadn't seen it, it was terrible. Carrying on. And then trying to explain away how she didn't know the man she'd been sleeping next to this whole time, after she kissed him before she kissed Corbin, and she couldn't figure that out.
Mm, yeah, I didn't know. I was blindfolded. Mm. I didn't know. Please.
Like Top Flight says, Melanie's explanation to Sincere made zero sense. Why was she excited about Caleb for Kenzie when Kenzie already had Corbin? If you can't keep it real, at least keep it realistic, ma'am. I like that. If you can't keep it real, keep it realistic. Don't play me for a fucking fool.
Yeah, got you caught up in a lie.
Yeah. And like Bryce says later on, you know, look, Corbin is 6'4", 240. Sincere is not. She
knew. See, you could just feel.
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's why she kept doing it. She didn't admit that she effed up, though. Is that enough? Does that make it better?
No. Because she's been effing up a lot. So I'll give you one or two. But three Fs and we're done. Take that however you will.
So after only the third time. Monique says, with all that here, she knew when she kissed him. Even KC didn't let her tell that lie. Come on. Absolutely, because she actually literally felt his man bun.
Yes.
She knew who it was.
Yeah.
There was no
she
question.
Knew exactly who that was. And kudos for all the men sticking together to say, nah, Melanie.
Because that's what men do. We stick together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in some cases. We're about to see some issues.
Oh yeah. Then there's some others.
Yeah.
Still don't talk to some people for because I can hold a grudge. Anyway, Anaya and KC. And I've shown her insecurities here. But is she justified? Or is it just... Because she sees the bombshell, she's just like, oh my God, especially Soul. And all mm-hmm. the red that Casey has on it. Now, I didn't notice this at first, but both bombshells had red. Right. Why is she mad?
I don't understand why she's so upset. You know, again, I watched her in the Boss Bitch deal. Mm-hmm. She was getting excited about that. There was no issue when you're getting a chance to make out with the bombshells. Mm-hmm. But now someone else is making, your man's making out with the bombshells. Now you have an issue with it?
Yeah.
No, that's on her. This is part of the show.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. It's what you signed up for. You get all this, you getting this emotional about this is just sad.
Okay. The only thing I give her, I can agree with her is when, they're like, how you feeling, Casey? Oh, blessed. Like, I'll calm your ass down, sir. Even the fellas like, sheesh, don't do that.
Too blessed to be stressed. I'm happy.
Matter of fact, take me back to church. I do like that Casey apologized for embarrassing Anaya, though. I like that he did that.
Why? Just because she was upset, so he apologized to shut her up?
But he felt
that's
like
what
he meant
it boils down to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but
see, that's what it boils down to. Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry about that. We
no,
good?
No, I like it because nobody ever apologizes to the dark-skinned women.
that apology to the dark-skinned women is so performative. I'm sure other people's experience is that no one apologized to them because they're dark-skinned.
Oh my God.
I hope somebody's going to come into this podcast late and not realize what we're talking about. And think that I'm saying some bad stuff.
Go back, please. You'll see. Fiona says Anaya overreacted and kind of felt like she forced Casey's hand on not exploring Soul. Interesting, but okay. And we'll get to that a little because there's a reason why he kind of really likes Soul. And I did see a question up here, and we do need to answer this one from Mrs. D910 says, wait, what'd y'all think of the bombshells? And let's go down to bombshells. Let's start with the way they introduced them. Soul. What'd you think of Soul?
Not my type.
Why, the short hair? Y'all wouldn't go to the same barber. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not into the pixie cuts. I just don't really like the pixie cuts. It just didn't do anything for me.
Okay. What about Jen?
No. Yeah. I'm not attracted to her.
Yeah. Average. I don't think these bombshells were bombshells. Were they attractive? Yes. But a bombshell needs to be a bombshell.
I mean, everybody's bombshell could be different. Oh, it's not a bombshell to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't say Soul wasn't beautiful. I just said I wasn't attracted to her.
Kellen says, wait a minute. Halle Berry, pixie cut?
Okay, you got me there. You got me on Halle Berry. It's a little bit different because when I think of Halle Berry, I think boomerang Halle Berry. And I am just in love with that woman forever. Soul just doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. Soul is a beautiful woman. Jen's beautiful. I'm not attracted to either one of them.
Okay.
Both things can be true.
CXM says, I think they're average. They're both pretty. Yes. It's not saying that they're not attractive. I just, right. To me, they're not the bombshells. I would, like, there's no.
When Kata came out, that was a bombshell for me.
Yeah. By the next day. You got a chance to see her eyes, like, okay. But to that point, I guess we can't be biased. Caleb. Moving on. Taylor saying, not the pixie hate.
Didn't hate pixies.
I know, Taylor. I know you feel attacked, don't you? By the way, he's.
Yes, I didn't. I didn't say pixies are wrong and they should be stopped. I didn't say that at all. I just said not attracted to it.
Star and M says, I think the consensus is Soul is a good bombshell. Jen and Caleb failed. Now, if I had to pick out of the three who was the most attractive, I'd give Soul that, right? So give that. Orioles girl Monica says, add pixie cuts to Terrell's list.
It's just not my thing. minus the boomerang Halle Berry. Outside of that, she's the only one that has a chance.
The only one. Okay. The only so at least one. We've set that precedent, added it to the list. Now we're at 150 on that.
147.
Short list. Okay.
I need Sly A. to be helping us out.
Kata and Zach having a convo. And I'm with Zach on this. Because mm-hmm. he said Kata was being performative when Caleb came out. And this is the part that really, this ticked me off.
Mm-hmm.
The women are mad because they saw red on the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them had red. That's all you saw. Guess what the guys had to see? This man walk in.
Yeah.
Lay between, and notice every woman let that man between her legs.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That would have pissed me off too.
As you're sitting there handcuffed, tethered.
Girl, you better sit your ass up and kiss that man.
I'd be throwing some knees, be like, hey, hey.
Meanwhile,
move.
Kata says, let me Melanie the situation. And she wraps her legs around Caleb while he's laying on top of her, kissing him. She got him in the don't you dare pull out hold.
Is that what that move is called?
That was the I want your kids hold. You've never had someone do that, sir?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I don't mess around with those kind of girls, Yanni.
So then Fan says Kata has her leg had her legs to her ears. She did. When we talk about disrespect, that was disrespectful.
Yeah.
You're handcuffed to the man. Okay. She admits, at least, that she wouldn't like it if Zach did that. Mm-hmm. Does that count for anything to anybody?
No. That's like someone saying, hey, look, you're right. I shouldn't have cheated on you. And I see your point. I'd be upset if you cheated on me, too. Doesn't make us fine.
Just don't do it.
Doesn't make it okay.
Zach tells Kata that he told the bombshells he's closed off, which, correct me if I'm wrong, did he? He did, right?
He did.
Yeah.
He did do that. Then he slept on it.
Yes, because the next morning he's like, I'm still thinking about those legs wrapped around another man while I'm right there. Nah. He says, but his explanation, I would have respected him if he said, I can't get that visual out of my head. Instead, he says, he tells Bryce this. He crawls out of the bed with Kata, crawls into the bed with Bryce. Wrong. And then.
Did you ever crawl in the bed with me?
You don't ever have to worry about that. Then said he feels like he's in a relationship and it's stressful.
Isn't that something? God, dating you these past 5 days feels like a relationship and this is really stressful. I think I need to like explore.
Oh my God. Fiona says closed off after a week is unheard of in Love Island world. That's why he took it back the next day, which, yeah, we're getting to that. As your girl Maya says, Zach, it is too early to be closing off. And apparently, you know when they say you should sleep on it? Apparently, it works.
Yeah, it works. He woke up with some... He all but had like post-nut clarity when he woke up. Just like, you know what?
Yeah, most guys know that when you're driving home. Why the hell did I just...
Why did I just do that? Is this really worth it?
Oh, my God. Next, we get to see Beatrice having a conversation with Caleb, right? What'd you think of this? And Caleb's first trip out of the country is to go to the Love Island.
To Fiji. I mean, he's young. So, because it's his first time out of the country... Great. What I thought was funny is him telling Bea, oh, you have to teach me Spanish. Because I feel like that's a Mac. Yes. Like, you should teach me. I dated this German girl and I did Duolingo and I learned some German. I forgot all of it, though. I don't remember anything. That's not music.
You remember anything? Yes. Gesundheit.
Yeah. Nein. Nein.
Meanwhile, Gabrielle is over there with Soul, right? And immediately, hey, look, I want to explore. Matter of fact, it's too hot here because my couple is right over there. Let's go upstairs out of the way.
Yeah, let's just get away. Let's go sit somewhere private. It's hot up here. Mm-hmm. You don't feel that?
Did you know soul ties had that much of a meaning?
No. Well, I know what soul ties is, but that's mm-hmm. normally after, you know, relations.
Yeah.
That you have soul ties. So I get what the play on words that they did, but that's where you got to go to, you know, make it special.
Right.
I'm assuming that's what they all maybe agreed on, that soul ties is a special place.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing, because lets us all know that, you know, she be turning heads when she's out.
Not this one.
Which, that's Gabrielle's cue to, you know, going for a kiss.
Oh, yeah, we should make out.
What do you think of Soul's reaction to the Gabrielle's kiss?
I thought it was funny because I get her point. Not so much about the pheromones, but I think we've all been there where you kiss somebody, you just say to yourself, something just doesn't, I can't put my finger on it, but there's just something about this that, no, we shouldn't be doing that. And I think that's what she got. She got the ick somehow.
Okay, we knew all, she didn't have to say anything because the way she was like wiping her face, but the way she wiped all the slobber off her face, like it felt like she was stretching, trying to wipe the slobber off her face.
Gross.
We knew, exactly. We knew she didn't like it at all. Next, we get to see Trinity and Bryce, right? And mm-hmm. I do love that Bryce is still going hard for Sincere in this moment. And just like, yo, Melanie, how's she going to say she don't see that 6'4", 240 man?
Yeah.
She don't know that him between, and Sincere, who's smaller than, he's not, smaller than me. I'm like, but he's got a point. There's about a 50-pound difference, at least.
Yeah.
Because Sincere probably 190, right? You're talking about a 240 man. There's, 6 inches difference?
Yeah, that's huge. It'd be that you could, again, regardless if you feel them in the body.
Yeah.
You felt the man bun.
Yeah.
No, there's only one person that could be.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, though, of Bryce saying you can only grow by testing the waters with other people, then coming back to what really feels like home?
No. That's something that's inside voice, Bryce, because that's like telling somebody, hey, babe, I went out and explored some other women and I realized that sex with them is not better than you. This feels home. This feels comfortable.
Right. Sex is cool, but you know, the after combo is better with you. It feels like home.
Yeah, it feels like home.
Fiona says, I don't know, guys. I kind of love Trinity and Bryce. Am I the only one?
Possibly. I don't see that working.
I don't know. I kind of like them, too, as the awkward couple. I like them as besties.
There you go.
I like them as friends with benefits until something better comes along.
Right.
Until something else feels like home.
Right.
That's about how I like them. I'm not mad at them, but yeah, that's about it. Anaya and Sincere are sitting down, and mm-hmm. we find out almost immediately. Here's where the cracks start showing in Sincere, because this man talks too damn much.
Right. To the gossip, to the island gossip. Everyone tells Anaya everything.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he tell her that, hey, real talk, KC said that Soul looks like his ex, minus the pixie cut. But, you know, don't tell him I said that, though.
Yeah.
The moment you say, don't tell him I said that, though, I knew that was going to be the first thing she was going to do.
Which she did. But
yes,
I got to say, I really hate that Anaya was beating herself up in this conversation, especially once she heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the worst thing Sincere could have said to her. If he said, yeah, Casey, like, oh, yucky, I don't like women who look like Soul. She might have been okay, a little bit better. But say she looks like the ex. Now, Anaya's all in her head. And I'm like, hey, don't let these light-skinned ninjas mess with you, man. Come on, my Nubian princess. Don't let them steal your joy.
Hey, be confident in who you are, Anaya. Just, I don't understand. They're bombshells. They're supposed to be threats.
Yeah.
She didn't care when light-skinned Corbin came in. She was all up on that.
Well, to the point, Kellen does say Link and I like Sincere. She stood at his door on day one. She did. But remember, she likes Sincere. She likes Sean. And then when they didn't like her and Casey was into Casey won her when they were sitting over in the castaway couch, the nobody wants me couch.
Right.
And he said, I was hoping you were behind my door.
Of course he said that because no one was behind his doors. He was hoping somebody was. I don't believe this narrative that Casey was really hoping Anaya was his one. I just think, hey, you got the leftovers and say, hey, well, why don't we make this work? Because no one wanted either one of them.
She's a beautiful woman. They have good chemistry. I don't see why. This is why I'm going to believe him.
Okay. You could believe that performative. <He's done> that.
Apparently. you know, Melanie tried to spit that game to KC, speaking to KC about not knowing. And here's the thing. You know how people try to stick to the lie to convince themselves so mm-hmm. they start believing it? That's what she mm-hmm. was doing to KC. Like, come on now. Stop it.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop. I know you. I rock with you. You wrong.
And I like the fact that he did that. Stood on business.
I think all the people that told her she was wrong is what made it sink in her head later on. Like, wow, I was messed up.
Yeah. Because she tried to play it off like, everybody knows I'm... No, girl.
No.
You look crazy out there. Crazy. Right? Then I didn't understand what was happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Zach, why did you pull the pin from the grenade and lay on top of it? Because what is he doing? Telling Kata that he feels claustrophobic.
I can't breathe. I can't take it around here. I need my space. And then he says, yeah, I think I do want to explore and maybe get to know one of the bombshells. Mm-hmm. Are we good? Cool. Hey, Jen, you got something? He went straight to it.
Which, okay. Kayla didn't go find somebody else. Caleb came and found her and pulled her for a chat, right?
Yeah. And she says, let's go to Soul Ties.
Now, was that really to kind of get it, Zach, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I don't understand what Zach was doing here. I don't get it.
I think he's just setting the stage to say, hey, I'm about to phase out.
Or,
of this.
Okay, I thought about this. Is he thinking, if I lose her, somebody else that's attracted to her, and she's attracted to them, I have no other ties to be held here. Nobody else will keep me here.
I don't know. I don't think Zach's too worried about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that $100,000. The only person not worried about the money is Anaya. Her trust fund's still good.
Assuming she has one.
Yeah, I'm going to assume. meanwhile, Sincere takes Soul to Say Less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything good out of this conversation? Because Soul does ask Sincere, look, are you open? And the first thing he says, yes. Real quick.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we first had to talk about his problems. Mm-hmm. You know, my ex is my girl's tripping. Mm-hmm. You know, she's giving me this attitude. And so that opens up the window for them to get a little makeout sesh. Mm-hmm. And it was funny the way that she tells him he's looking forward to get to know her more. And she's like, I'm looking forward to more kisses. He's like, oh, yeah, definitely. And mm-hmm. she's looking at him as if to say, mofo, I just told you. I'm looking forward to more kisses. And it clicks. He's, oh, right now? Yeah. She goes, do you want to? He's, absolutely.
And then they got into their Undertaker versus Kane choke. WWE, choke. The double choke, like they're about to do a double choke slam. What's up with the chokehold kiss?
I've not been what, choke held kissed? I haven't had, no one's done that to me before.
So you got to add that to the list of, to add that to the bucket list.
Add that to the bucket list. Yeah. I want someone to chokehold me and kiss me hard just to see what happens. I'm curious.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, you know, while their whole WWE routine is going on, Melanie is talking to Casey, Bryce, Corbin, and Trinity. And she reveals something here. Like, she's never really with the good guys. She's always gone for the bad boys. She always said,
I get so tired of hearing women make that comment.
We know
it's
why,
so played out. Mm-hmm. You keep going for them. That's on you. You got to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I can't feel bad for you because you always pick the bad guys. What do you want? Sympathy? No. Yeah. Oh, you have it so hard. Oh, you're so beautiful and still pick turds. Oh, how do you do it?
Okay. It's easy. And we've said this for a while, but women like a fixer-upper. You know, let's see if we can flip this house. Apparently, is what it looks like. And feel, let me look for the good in this bad guy and try and change him.
I can turn him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never works out, does it?
Nope.
She does admit that she's probably self-sabotaging with Sincere. Is she getting a moment of clarity here?
She's already said that she self-sabotages. So she started doing that episode 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, true.
So, yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, we get to see Kenzie and Corbin, right? They mm-hmm. go out for a chat, and he tells about the, you know, I was dreaming about this, and that's his dream came true in that big bed. But then he says the bombshells did nothing for him.
Okay.
Now, is this a move? Because he tells us he's nervous about Caleb without telling us he's nervous about Caleb. Is he doing this to make sure Kenzie doesn't go anywhere?
Strategery. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a strategic move. So he can stay on the show, be coupled up, and try to win $100,000. But those bombshells did something for you. You know they did. Stop it.
They didn't seem to take to him as much as he really wanted. So there it is. Anaya, apparently still in her head. These three episodes were tough for her. Because she was all in her head this in all three episodes. So she lays it out on the table to Casey and starts off with the one thing Sincere told her not to say.
You knew she was going to.
Yeah.
And again, I'm looking at Anaya. You're this emotional this far mm-hmm. to the next day. Mm-hmm. It's still bothering you. And Casey has not pulled anybody. He's only been hanging with you. He's not trying to go get to know Jen. He's not trying to get to know Soul. He's only been messing with you, and you are still emotionally upset? Come on, man.
Yeah. That was kind of wild. I didn't understand that, right? But he does say the right words, and then they're all good again. So she just needed to hear the words, needed some reassurance, right?
Okay. If that's what you need. Fine. He has said so many of the words. Yes. I mean, he's said it so many times that he's into her. Why do you gotta keep feeling this way? I mean, how can you be that insecure?
Can you at least give props for an actual mature conversation on a reality TV dating show? I mean, who knew this could happen?
Okay. I'm not going to get too excited about that. No, don't get that much props.
Okay. Gabrielle, he's still on the hunt. So he grabs Jen, right? What do you think of their conversation?
It was so deep. Intellectual. It was awesome. What I loved in their conversation, he's like, am I your type? Mm-hmm. And she's well, no, but it's not that I just haven't had a chance to date a Latino guy before. I mean, where I live in Miami, I don't see a lot of Latinos. So I don't know. I've just never explored, but I'm open to it. Stop it.
And you know, in California, there are none.
Yeah, no. There's no Latin folks in California or Miami. So I get it. I get it that she just hasn't had a chance to dip into that little bowl of salsa, if you will.
Well, Gabe fake teaches her some Portuguese and then, you know, then teaches her some tongue wrestling, which she seems to like.
Put your tongue in my mouth. That's what I told you to say in Portuguese. Put your tongue in my mouth.
Look, smile, kiss me.
Yeah, smile, kiss me. Put your tongue in my mouth. Ora!
Kenzie and Caleb go to... Yo, Soul Tiles got a whole lot of action in these three episodes, right?
It did.
Here's the problem I have. Why? If Soul Tiles is where people go to, you know, they lay down in this thing the whole time, they get to get close to that person that soul is tied to, why are you stepping them nasty ass shoes on that bed?
They have a cleaning crew that comes in and cleans up the next day. They're fine.
It's once a week. Nah, that ain't fine. Kenzie pretty much, to me, kind of tosses herself she tosses Corbin to the side and throws herself at Caleb's feet. Did you see that too?
I did. Yeah, she was swooning all over Caleb, and they get to talking. Their conversation's hilarious. Kenzie says, oh, we're both Sagittariuses? That's so weird. Yeah, what are the odds? Yanni, have you ever met someone with your same zodiac sign? Ever? Weird. Crazy. There's three Scorpios right now, me included, on this weird.
Who knew?
How does that happen? Who knew that more people were having sex on Valentine's Day to make all these Scorpios?
Here's what didn't sit well for them. Kenzie asks about kids. Caleb says, hey, you know, I definitely want one. No more than four. And Kenzie's like, yeah, I want a minimum of five. Mm. This should have ended the conversation here, right?
For me, it would have. For me, it would have. But, hey, four is not too far from five. You can have four. You can have a fifth.
Well, she wants a minimum, which means when you say, give me a minimum of five shrimp, you want six or seven at least. That's a minimum.
I get it. And I hope that Caleb can weld the hell out of a bunch of stuff to earn enough money to take care of at least five.
Putting in elevators in Charleston.
Yeah.
The buildings aren't that high in Charleston, first of all. So there's not that many damn jobs. Because there's no building higher than the church steeple in the city of Charleston. That's old city code rules. Caleb does ask for permission to kiss Kenzie. I know you like when people do that.
It do. Mm-hmm. Respect that.
Dime Diva says, I wish Kenzie would get voted off. She's the thirstiest of them all. Thank you. Yeah. I knew I wasn't out on this island on my own.
No, she's a pick me. We talked about that. Episode 2.
Yes. And she's definitely still been giving those vibes. Speaking of vibes, Soul pulls Sincere for a chat. Melanie all in her feels to the point that they're like, hey, you're too pretty to be frowning. Turn that frown upside down. If only they knew what was happening in the speakeasy, because Soul and Sincere in the speakeasy. I do like that Soul tells Sincere that she would let him tell Melanie about their kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, Soul's confident in her game. She's not worried or intimidated by Melanie at all. And I think Sincere likes it. He likes that he's getting this attention that he's been wanting.
Yep.
That he wasn't getting from Melanie. And now that Sincere is off and away, what's Melanie doing? Getting all in her head, looking around.
But she's getting some good encouraging words for the rest of the group, right? They pumped her up.
It's not working. Because she's still like, where's my man at? I'm going to go look around.
When they went to pump her up, I thought they were trying to get a smile. They didn't expect to, you know, wind her battery up and say, go find him. Because they're like, oh, shit, where did she go? And, you know, you realize that Bia is still, she does not like Melanie still, right? It's very, she's like, oh, they're like, oh, well, you know, they just have bad communication. No, she is bad at communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bad at it. But Melanie knows. I mean, Bea knows.
Yeah.
She knows what's up.
She knows that Melanie's bad at communication, and we're about to find out that so is Sincere, right? Because meanwhile, Sincere's in the speakeasy telling Soul he would like to explore with her. They both say they like each other. Oh, isn't that cute? And of course, back to more choking kisses. I choke you, you choke me, we kiss, we good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there, and I like how the producers and camera crew, I was thinking that Melanie's about to walk in.
Yes.
And see Souls traveled over.
Real.
Yes. Yeah. Souls traveled over Sincere making out.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be good.
They, yeah. And then it's that to me was a great, that's what you call great editing. Mm-hmm. Because you had that feel. Even as they're about to stop, you're like, ooh, she about to.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, no payoff, but cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sincere and Melanie go outside to talk. And, of course, because she's like, all right, let's have. This starts off kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Because Sincere's, we're seeing his communication is deceptive at best.
It does, because when she, they say, so how's that? Oh, she's real cool. She's cool. Like, cool all they peoples. Did was just talk. Yeah, she cool peoples. Yeah, she cool people. Yeah, we just talked. And so she decides to confess her feelings.
Yeah. Did you like this moment when she threw her cards on the table?
It's too little too late. Yeah. You should have did that a while ago, but mm-hmm. she waited too long. And so now you put it out there, but Sincere already has... Well, I would say a bad taste in his mouth, but probably not from mm-hmm. kissing Soul. But he has a bad taste in his mouth when it comes to Melanie. So then that's when she gets down to business. So were y'all kissing? I was expecting Sincere to repeat her question. Were we kissing? That's how you knew he was about to lie. Were y'all kissing? Were we kissing?
I will say this for Melanie, and you can say a lot of things about it, but she asked all the right questions, right? Because even though Dime Diva says, poor Sincere, he just doesn't know how to let her down easy. Well, he's afraid of what will happen after. But he was honest. He said yes. But Melanie asked the right questions about, like, well, who asked who for the kiss? And the way he responded,
mm-hmm.
She asked me. Like he was disgusted.
Yeah, I didn't really want to, but the producer told me. You were outside the door, so I had to kiss her.
They told me I had to do it and grab her by the throat while I'm at it.
Yeah.
is he doing too much and playing in Melanie's face by doing this? Because this could go bad for him.
Yeah, but he said, yes, we kissed, but it was nothing crazy. And then also tells her, no one can compare it to you.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Which Top Flight is saying Sincere screwed himself with both of them. His lies to Melanie about Soul are 1,000% going to come back to haunt him. But yeah, it is. Especially as he's telling her this. Yeah, she, I don't want to talk. And you notice he kept trying to deflect from talking about the date? Because every mm-hmm. question she asked is like, he tried to bring it back to her. But us, you know, we good, right?
Look over here. Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
And he's like, we're going to be back together. We'll be good. And she's just like, Melanie looks so defeated.
Yeah.
She really did. She looked really defeated there.
Wonder if they're going to sleep in the same bed tonight.
Well, they have to. Those are the rules.
You could sleep next to someone else. I mean, not in the dude, but maybe she could.
No, you can't.
Swap a soul.
That's what someone explained on our last line.
It's like swap a soul.
Yeah.
Hey, Soul, do you want to take my spot?
Monica says, this is when Sincere changed his name to Insincere. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. This is when it got to the voting, right? Mm-hmm. Which, obviously, they overloaded the app and it got shut down. Let's ask these questions real quick. Let's go through this. Who do you think the Bombshells will couple up with? Because that's what they put out there, right? And we'll start with the first one, Soul. Who... of all the guys there, and you mm-hmm. can throw your thoughts in the live chat as well, and especially in your comments below. Just put Soul, and who you think she's gonna couple up with? Who do you think she's gonna couple up with, Terrell?
I would think Sincere, because that's all we've really seen her talk to. It's not gonna be Gabe.
If it came down to Gabe or get your ass off the island, she's gone. look, Fiona, everybody's saying Sincere. I agree too. And Fiona says America is definitely putting her with Sincere because they get
to tired of Melanie's stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Mustafa, I'm just going with the second part of the name, says, I voted Soul with Sincere. And that's what I would have done too. And Terrell, to answer your question, they're supposed to stay in their assigned beds, but once in a while, someone will sleep in Soul tiles, usually when a guy's in a doghouse or a girl is mad at her man.
Okay.
So there's that part. All right, so we both agree that it's going to be that Soul is going to pick, and it seems like the entire chat is with us, is going to pick Sincere. When you look at Jen, she had a couple chats. But to me, I thought I saw the one person that she is going to pick or America will pick for her. Who do you think it is?
Zach.
That was my guess too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Jen picks Zach, you know, because they like, the boy bands, the girl bands, Taylor Swift, One Direction, all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you say that, I say that, Fiona says no one cares about Jen. Be nice.
No one came to see you, Otis.
Lil Eva says Jen with Gabe. Dime Diva says Gabriel or Corbin. Mustafa says Jen can go home. But since we don't have that option, she can go with Gabe. That may be, you know what? I didn't, because Dime Diva says Jen won't pick America picks. Yeah, so who do you think America's going to pick? If you were voting, Fiona says I voted Gabe. I am shocked to see this many Gabes in there. Is it because people don't want to see Zach and Kata broken up, maybe? Is that what it is?
Possibly, but
dang.
I think that Zach wants out.
Oh, man. Lil Eva voted that. So, okay. Well, we thought one thing. Who do you think America voted for? I think this one's easy too then. As we move on to the last one, Caleb. Who did America vote for?
Kenzie.
Yep, for her to get her country boy.
She's been, yeah. How does she say? I think that's a, yeah. She had a look at her hands. Am I doing it right?
By the way, we're getting a couple answers on this. Like Dime Diva says, Zach doesn't want Jen. Probably not. Kellen says, America's messy. In past years, they've messed with these people. Because if they pick for you. They're saying that Bea is annoying. And Fiona's saying, I think producer's trying to get rid of Bea, right? Now, Caleb and Kenzie, everybody's picking Kenzie, of course. She needs her cowboy or country. Caleb, this is a boomer fool.
Yeah.
Yo, nuts for that. Kenzie, because Corbin got to go. Yeah. I think that's exactly what it will be. I think it's going to be Caleb and Kenzie. So there's that.
Mm.
We'll find out because tomorrow it's back on. Before we get out of here, man, a couple of things that popped up here has started these. So a couple of comments we got to get to real quick before we get out of here. And I appreciate everybody who's been with us, man, whether you're watching live right now as part of the live crew or watching this later part of replay. Gang, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout.
Captain for Creativity says Anaya is what she meant to say, is also the richest Islander with an NBA dad. So KC might stay for the win and the come up. Come on, don't do that to Anaya. He's not staying for the money. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's not.
I don't believe that either.
No, let's not do that. He likes her. And meanwhile, Fiona says Anaya needs to explore and not put all her eggs in the KC basket. She's just too sweet and doesn't want to step on toes.
Yeah, she should go into the KC basket because that's who wants you.
Sincere is all connected with Melanie. He's still stuck in that one. And if not, then he's gone with Soul. So there's none there. Sean's gone unless he comes back.
Right.
So
she doesn't have an option.
If Sean comes back, now that will be the one that, because that could possibly do it, because now he's coming back in and he'll probably look at Anaya this time. Because he was talking about it before. Or you said he really didn't care. He was just saying that to say it.
Or he's going to go for Soul or Jen.
That's true, too.
He don't know them.
Dime Diva said that Casey's going to get tired of having to reassure Anaya. I know you would agree with that because you would get tired of that, too.
I'm tired of it already.
By the way, Top Flight said, Terrell not finding Soul attractive still ain't sitting right with my spirit.
Why? Is it? What's wrong with that?
Because the short hair thing, the pixie cut.
Doesn't matter, though. It's okay for me to say I'm not attracted to somebody. What's the big deal? Everybody in this live chat's not attracted to me. I'm not upset.
Monique says, am I the only one not into throat grab kissing? It's concerning, but I watch a lot of Snapped episodes. You know what? I understand, because my wife watches a lot of that crap too. I was like, hey, look, I think I called Terrell, like, hey, let me tell you something, man. If I just disappear on some, tell the cops to investigate her. She's watching too many of these damn shows.
I know who did it. I know who did it.
By the way, just to help you out here, little Eva says on Soul's Instagram, there are pictures of her with longer hair, if you'd like to go see.
And? I'm not attracted to her.
You might right be now, I'm not attracted to her.
Okay, but if it's short now, not interested.
And apparently, we got to wait for Casa Amor because all bets are off of Casa Amor. Hearts rarely get broken. That must be the one off spot. The like what they call that room in some of those other ones.
I don't know
Where they can go and get their freak on.
It's my first time watching this show. I have no idea.
No, I meant from one, some of the other shows. I forget which ones we had.
Oh, but it
had
I was thinking the bathroom. Yeah.
Wasn't that? No, that's Temptation Island.
Okay. That was the bathroom where they can get their free guard.
Hey, by the way, MWA says, I told my boy the same damn thing about my wife, Yanni.
Yeah.
Watching too many of those same shows. The Boom Boom Room. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fiona. Hey, look, appreciate you guys, man. And look, this journey has been fun. It's going to be fun for the rest of the way, I do believe. We're back at this again on Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday night.
So Sunday night, we'll do the next few episodes. That'll be 8, 9, and 10. So do us a favor. Please hit that like button if you're not subscribed. Please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Hey, bing. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.